Okay, so we begin Sefer Dvarim in these difficult days in the approaches to Tisha B'Av, even if it isn't formally the Shavua Shechalbo. So there's a very strident critique of the Ramban's Hakdamas to Sefer Dvarim that was authored by the Netziv in Ha'emek Davar, where the Ramban assumes, like Tosus at the beginning of Masechta Gittin, that Mishneh Torah means in some level a review of the Torah, which leads the Ramban to all kinds of difficulties. There are 200 mitzvos, according to the count of the Chinuch, that are new in Sefer Dvarim. And so the Ramban tries to tie in the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen, let's say, with Oso V'Espino. And the Netziv says it's all a pella to him because these mitzvos are Rechoko Zomizo. And he says the term Mishneh Torah doesn't mean a chazara in the Torah, it means a shinun shel Torah. And he perceives that the basic thrust of Sefer Dvarim is an exhortation to Klal Yisrael for Amelos BaTorah. You can take a look in the essay, and he has various sources of evidence for this, including the Targum Unklus on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, V'chasav lo'as Mishnah HaTorah Azos, Patshegen O'Raisa, where Targum says over there, which he interprets to mean, the Netziv interprets to mean, kind of an understanding of the Torah. So in any event, operating along the Netziv's premise that a major part, if not the central motif of Sefer Dvarim, is an exhortation of Moshe Rabbeinu in his valedictory address, the last 37 days of his life, beginning on Ve'echad, the Chodesh Ashtei Asar, it has to do with Amelos BaTorah. So in that respect, it's worthwhile to speak about two dimensions of this, how this manifests itself. The pasuk of Ho'il Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Zos Leimor. First Rashi very famously says, B'Shivim Lashon, that Moshe Rabbeinu, in parting, Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, he who was Mekabel Torah from Sinai itself, from the Ribono Shel Olam himself, Re'ei Limati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. Moshe Rabbeinu had that experience, and Moshe stands for the concept that Torah is not somehow a cultural artifact. It's not delimited or constrained to a particular culture. This is something, of course, that the Rav made into a credo, right? The animamin, as he used to like to call it, a 14th animamin. We'd call it, in a melitza, that Torah can thrive in any society. But b'shivim lashon, means in any culture, in any context, the principles of Torah are transcendent, are inimitable. Obviously, there are dimensions of the Torah which relate to a particular time and to a particular place, but the essential principles of Torah, istakel b'raisu bara alma, according to a certain tradition, right? Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem b'falav me'oz, that the Torah existed before the world. It's a blueprint for the world. It can't be limited to any time or place or culture. So that was one message that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get across. Right, it's sort of a meta idea about Torah. Ho'il Moshe be'er ha-Torah zos leimor. Number one. Number two, the Ramban, ironically the Netziv was critical of the Ramban, but the Netziv's understanding of Ho'il, meaning his initiative, midas atzmo velo al pitzivoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't mevar the Torah, which the Ramban takes to be to mechadesh dvarim, that's his shita about Mishneh Torah, that he was chazering particular mitzvos. Right, so he was being Mosif, he was adding new dimensions. Or be that as it may, that it was Moshe's initiative. Ho'il Moshe be'eres ha-Torah azos leimor, that the last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do was to transmit Torah. One has in mind certainly the Gemara Bava Metzia, the plaintive Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who at the time of his death in the state of Nidui, after the incident to the Tanur Shel Achnai, refers to his arms as Sifrei Torah that are golulos, that his absolutely filled with Torah, that he laments he won't be able to transmit, to conduct to the next generation. So Moshe's yearning, Yoser mina egel rotzaleinik, kapara rotzalahanik, Moshe's yearning, the last act of his life, is an act of Biur HaTorah, at his own initiative. Nobody needs to tell him to do this, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't but do this. Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Hazos Limor. So, before getting to the substance of that Biur HaTorah, so it's critically important, especially for the Netziv, who understands that the entire Sefer is about an exhortation towards Amelos HaTorah, that Moshe, in the very endeavor of Sefer Devarim, the very endeavor highlights two ideas. Number one, the eternality of Torah, B'shivim Lashon, that it relates to every time and every condition and every culture, and Hafochba Vafochba Decholla Ba, again, it requires great wisdom and sovereign mastery of all the Klalim and all the Pratim to know the proper applications, but that is number one. And number two, to have a sense of the extent to which the Chachmei HaMasorah, beginning, of course, with Moshe Rabbeinu, how much their identities, their existence is wrapped up in Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Hazos Le'mor. Their essence is to transmit the Torah that they have received, which become a feature, a hallmark of the Chachmei HaMasorah in every generation, to not just to teach Torah, not just to be Marbitz Torah, but to be Moser the Torah to the next generation, the generation after that. So that is a process that very much began with Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, it's not like, you know, idiosyncratic, that this is how Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKol Holich Basar HaChasima, how he wanted to end his life, is that Moshe Rabbeinu understands that his legacy is in transmission of the Torah, right? He's not spending the last 37 days of life. Not that this isn't important for, other mortals, putting his finances in order, or, spending the last 37 days of his life, enjoying, certain kinds of fruits. Not that there isn't a Yerushalmi and Kiddushin about the importance of Hanah Ba'olam Hazeh, but when time was of the essence, and it certainly was of the essence, so Moshe Rabbeinu reverted and thereby created a paradigm of Ho'il Moshe Be'er HaTorah Hazos Le'mor Midas Atzmo V'lo Al Yedei Tzivui.